Welcome to Authority Engine, your guide to accelerated business growth through podcasting. Join us to uncover only the most effective strategies and tactics for building your bottom line with an online radio show. And now, your host, Ben Kruger.
All right, welcome back to Authority Engine, where our mission is to help you launch your business into the limelight with actionable advice, real-life case studies, and tactics straight from all the top podcasters. Today, I've been trying to get in touch with him via email for a little while. I'm pretty excited because we've got Pat Flynn on the show from Smart Passive Income. We are going to be talking about and diving into how to develop deep personal relationships with your audience. Because if you've listened to Smart Passive Income, you know that you feel that personal connection with Pat as he's doing the show. So we're going to talk about how he does it and how you can do it with your show as well. But first, before we do that, let's talk about the featured podcast for this week's show.
The featured podcast.
It's actually called The Gentlemen's. It's a brand new podcast by Wayne Brady and executive producer Mike Richards. If you've ever watched Whose Line Is It Anyway and you really like Wayne Brady from that show, that's why I originally started listening to this podcast. It's really funny. Essentially, Wayne and Mike start talking about everything it takes to be a gentleman's and all gentlemanly type topics. So it's a good thing to check out if you enjoy Wayne's humor or being a gentleman. So for some of those gentleman listeners out there. But if you want to get your show featured on the podcast, head over to authorityengine.com/love. And you can submit your show there. All right, it's time to get down to business. Let's get our chat on with Pat Flynn. The first question that I always like to ask is what kind of a business? I mean, I already kind of know the answer to this question. But what kind of business were you running before you started podcasting?
Before I started podcasting? Well, I had an online business, a blog that was serving a growing audience at smartpassiveincome.com. I also had other websites and businesses up, primarily one at greenexamacademy.com, which was teaching people how to pass an exam in the architecture industry. But primarily before I had a podcast, I was blogging on smartpassiveincome.com. And I was just, you know, putting a blog post up 3 times a week. And I've always wanted to start a podcast. I always, you know, I remember back in December of 2008, the same year I started my blog, I had made an announcement that I bought new equipment for podcasting, that I was really jazzed about getting into the podcasting world. And my first episode went up in July of 2010. So that's a year and a half later. And the reason for that, I mean, there was a number of reasons why it was so delayed. You know, one, I was just scared. I didn't feel like I knew what I was doing. And I also didn't know, you know, I tried to start to figure things out and it was just too technical for me. And I just gave up and continued blogging. And the blog continued to grow. But then I connected with a couple people that really influenced my decision to really go full steam with podcasting. Those two people are Jason Van Orden from Internet Business Mastery and also Cliff Ravenscraft from podcastanswerman.com. And hooking up with both of them changed everything for me because, like I said, I finally got my first episode out in July of 2010, and I had no idea that it would affect my business positively in this kind of scale that it did for my blog and my business and my authority and everything. I mean, it changed everything for me. I mean, ever since day one. I mean, so I did have an audience beforehand, but after the podcast, I connected with them in a whole different way. And it really surprised me. I mean, I always knew that a podcast was a great way to teach something and to keep people interested. And, you know, because it was a podcast that actually helped me discover online business and all this great stuff. So I always knew it was a great way to connect with people, but as far as traffic generation and just being memorable and things like that, I mean, I had no idea. Currently, just last week, I just surpassed 4 million downloads of my podcast. It continues to rank in the top 10 business podcasts in iTunes. I continue to get people who email me, and this has been happening since day one, really, people who say they discovered me through my podcast and are now reading my blog or now watching my YouTube videos. And gosh, that's the best part of it. Just the reach that I have, being able to reach an audience that I wouldn't have been able to reach before. But beyond that, being able to connect with my audience, no matter how they find me, in a way that I would never be able to connect with them.
Yeah, I thought it was really interesting watching, because I've kind of watched as this whole thing has progressed over at Smart Passive Income. I thought it was really interesting watching from, you know, going from the blog and then adding that podcasting element and just watching the whole thing just multiply. It was amazing from the listener or from the audience side. So it must have been really something else from your end.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, it was surprising. It pretty much exploded. I mean, like I said, I did have an audience on the blog beforehand. So when I had the podcast, of course, I had some listeners already, but I had no idea I'd have new listeners coming in at this sort of level and scale, and such engaged listeners too. And now I go to conferences and I meet people who are in my audience, and 95% of them say, "Pat, I love your podcast." Like, they don't talk about the blog anymore. They talk about the podcast and specific moments in different episodes that I've recorded. It's just so cool. I only wish I started earlier.
Yeah, yeah. And it is a bit of that kind of the fear getting into the first couple episodes. It's not a natural thing for most people talking into the microphone. I can certainly say it isn't for me.
Yeah, I mean, you're speaking to nobody except yourself. I mean, unless you're doing an interview like we're doing now, which is a little bit more natural because it sort of feels like you're on the phone. I mean, there's still the notion that there's that audience that's going to listen to this later, which is really scary. And, you know, you're putting yourself out there and you're using your voice. And a lot of us, I think most of us, hate the sound of our own voice. And I did too at the beginning, and I still don't like it. But other people seem to like it. So I'm okay with how bad I think my voice sounds. And really, it's not about me. It's about what I can provide for my audience. And I honestly think if you can provide the content, if you could provide the value, you are doing your audience a disservice by not podcasting, by not putting yourself out there. Yes, you may fear it a little bit, but dude, you got to get over that fear to be able to provide your audience in the way that you should be providing for them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, and that's something that you are incredibly, incredibly adept at with your show, is creating that personal connection with your audience. I know, you know, you were touching on how you can go out to the conferences and you get people coming up to you and saying, "Oh, I found you through your podcast, and I think you've got some fantastic stuff." And you really built kind of a diehard, loyal fan base. And you've also talked multiple times before about your email open rates and click-through rates, which really show that engagement that you have and that connection that you have with your audience. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, I think the connection with your audience is so important, and that comes from being personal on your site. Even if it, you know, whatever you talk about personally doesn't have to do with the business that you have. It's you know, people want to do business with other people. People trust other people. You know, you can have the best product in the world, the best blog in the world, but if they don't know who's writing on that blog, or if they don't know exactly what kind of person that is speaking behind the microphone that they're, you know, on that audio file they're listening to, you know, they're not going to have that deep connection, and they're not going to feel like they know you. And speaking of that, I mean, there's a really interesting story. I went to a conference again, and this was actually Social Media Marketing World in San Diego just this past April. And this woman came up to me. She's like, "Hey, are you Pat Flynn?" And I was like, Yeah, I am. And she's like, I love your podcast. I've listened to every episode." There was like 61 episodes at this time. And I ask this question to everybody who says that they listen to my show, because I just love to hear the different answers. I usually ask, "Well, what do you remember from the show?" And it's a very general question, because I want to hear exactly what they remember. And so this woman thought for a while, and she's like, "I remember that you were a big baby." And I was like, "Excuse me?" She's like, "No, no. In one of your episodes, you just briefly mentioned that you were a big baby when you were born." And it's true. I was 11 pounds, 12 ounces when I was born. And I set a record at the hospital that day, actually. I don't know if I still hold that record. I got to check.
I thought I was doing pretty well at 10 pounds even, but you got me.
I got you. Yeah, I haven't grown much since then. But yeah, anyway, you know, something like that, it's really interesting, because out of all the content that she's listened to, you know, hours and hours and hours, that's the one thing she pulled out. And that is something that you would normally know about, like, a friend, a really good friend, or a family member, but not somebody you just actually met for the first time. And I started talking to her a little bit more, and she said exactly what most people do once I start to talk to them about how they feel about the show and things like that. She said, "Pat, I feel like I know you. And it's weird because we just met." And it's, you know, that just speaks so highly about the power of podcasting and the ability of a podcast to really make a true, like, real connection with people, one that you can, develop these real relationships with, you know, these friendships from. And it's so cool because you can do it on a scalable level. I mean, you know, like I said, 4 million downloads of my podcast, that's 4 million opportunities for me to create that deep connection with people. And it's not just like a tweet or a Facebook post or even a blog post, which can take up to, you know, 10 minutes to read. This is like hour long content. You know, people are listening to me for up to an hour, sometimes over an hour, in their daily lives, on their walk, on their jog, at the gym, on the way to work, you know, whatever. You know, I'm a part of their daily life now. And people, when I, for some reason, something comes up and I'm not able to get a show out on time like I normally do, I get emails like, where the heck is your show? Like, come on, I need this. This is part of my routine now. It's just so cool. And so, yeah, I mean, that personal connection is really important. And I do add a lot of myself into my show too. It's not just about the content that will help people, you know, grow their businesses and discover passive income, but it's about putting myself into the show, parts of me, so that other people can connect with that. Because, you know, if you're at a party with someone, and, or, you know, imagine you're at a party with someone, you know, you don't want to teach somebody you just met something the whole time. That's kind of boring. You want to get to know the other people at the party. You ask questions like, oh, so where'd you go to school? What are your hobbies? And things like that. So those are the types of things I share in my podcast. A lot of people on my podcast know I play fantasy football, or that I was in the marching band, or that my favorite movie is Back to the Future, or that I'm deathly afraid of spiders. And I purposely have a little spot at the beginning of each show where my movie announcer voice guy shares a random different fact. And it's so funny because when I go to these places, like conferences, and people come up to me, you know, people are saying, dude, like, I play fantasy football too, or my son has that same like arachnophobia like you do, or, you know, they're just making these little connections, and they're so tiny, but they mean so much. And that's what really makes, I feel that's what makes me stand out from everybody else out there is that, like you said, the personal connection, and it comes from sharing things like that.
I definitely agree. And so, all right, so let's dive into some of those specific things that you do. So you talked about the movie voice guy at the beginning, and I think everybody knows what we're talking about when we say that. And what are some of the other specific elements of your show that really allow that personality and that personal connection to shine through, where you can put out the fact that you are a real person and that there are things about you that people can connect with?
Right. Well, a couple things. First and foremost, you know, I talk about my why a lot. And my why, everybody knows on my show, is my family and my kids especially. So I talk about them a lot. I mean, I don't reveal like personal stuff about them, but I tell
people. No social security numbers.
Shows, yeah, no addresses or anything like that, or, you know, blood type or whatever. But I just share that, you know, they are the love of my life and I do everything for them. And so I've brought them on the show a couple times. I mean, they're really young, so they're just babbling. But, you know, that just shows people that I'm a real person, and that is truly like why I do what I do is for my kids. And I think that really helps bring me back down to a connectable level with people, because I am just like everybody else. And if I just talk and preach and present the whole time, you know, I'm put on this, you know, pedestal on stage, and I don't want to be on stage. I want to be down with the audience and helping them in the trenches and there with them. And that sort of brings me down to that same level. And I talk about other things too that I think help develop that connection. One, I tell lots of stories, and I think stories are the number one way that you can create an easy personal connection with people. Because when you tell a story, other people can imagine themselves in that story. And, you know, we are sort of programmed to listen to stories ever since we're little, you know, people reading us stories when we're kids. I mean, we just sit down, listen, and we get that same experience, and you're able to connect with the storyteller because they're sharing feelings, they're sharing experiences, they're sharing locations and certain characters in that story that we can all relate to. And I think that's important. Also, I share a lot of my struggles and failures too. I think that also brings me down to a real level too with people, because a lot of people like to talk you know, only about the positive things, but life isn't always positive and business isn't always a positive thing. So I like to bring it back to reality and say, you know, this is a struggle. This isn't easy. And I struggle too. This is what I've done wrong, or these are the failures I've had. And I think that just shows people that, you know, I'm more realistic about this. So I am somebody that they should be following.
And it adds an element of trust big time. Whereas, you know, a lot of people will, like you were saying, just kind of give the all's bright and shiny view, or the only way to go is up, you know, kind of view, or that's what they're pitching. Whereas a lot of the stuff in your show you know, you'll be open with the fact that you failed on this or that, or you'll be open with the fact that this project didn't go quite as well as you had thought it would. Or, you know, it comes down to, if you were talking to your buddy about how his business was going, it's a lot more like that conversation versus, you know, if you went in and somebody was trying to sell you on their services and they said, you know, oh yeah, we've got this, this, and this track record, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So if somebody was out there, let's say the listeners to this show are looking to add some elements to their show. We've already talked about, you know, kind of stories and adding those personal elements along in with their show. What are some specific things that you would recommend that they can do right away that can help them grow that deeper connection with their audience? So whether that's like a segment of the show, adding a segment to the show, or whether that's just generally integrating these concepts in their overall show, what would you say is a good way to go about that?
Well, I definitely think integrating those things we just talked about into the show as in whole will help. But there are other specific things you can do. For example, I mean, one thing I recently started doing was including voicemails from listeners into my show and answering those questions. And even though you're not able to answer everybody's question, the fact is, people who are listening to you answer somebody's question. And that just shows that you are listening. And, you know, that is really, really important. It's the same sort of ideology behind replying to comments on your blog, because, you know, when people leave comments and they don't hear a reply or anything, they're going to stop doing it, because why would they want to do it? They might feel like they're not being heard. But if you are there taking these voicemails, and I use a service called speakpipe.com to collect those voicemails and also just download them as MP3s and plop them right into my show. I mean, it's so easy. It's added a whole new level of realness, and just sort of the fact that, you know, definitely adds a level of authority. I mean, I'm answering other people's questions, so, you know, it puts me in that sort of higher position as well. But it also just brings me back down as a real person and shows that I am listening to my audience, which is really important. Along the same lines, you know, and something I need to do a little bit more, although most of my shows run pretty long, so I usually take this out, is sharing, you know, reviews of the show too. I know Lewis Howes does this on his show, and a lot of other people, they share one or two reviews that are on iTunes or that emails that people send in about the show. And that's cool, because it's like, again, for the same reason as the other one I just mentioned, you know, it shows that you're listening, but it also shows that other people are enjoying your show. And that's, it adds that sort of social proof element to your show as well. Whenever you can get your audience involved in one way or another, even just shouting out names. Like I did this one time. Somebody sent me an email that was just that they were talking about how they were listening to my show in their hospital bed. Something happened to them, and they went to the hospital and they listened to my show, and they said it really kept them motivated and it kept them excited to wake up and listen to new stuff. And I thought that was really cool, so I decided to mention that on my show. It was a guy named Eric, I believe, and I just said, "Hey, Eric, you know, if you're in the hospital bed still, like, seriously, you're awesome. Keep listening to the show. Keep being motivated and keep doing what you do." And I got so many emails and comments about that. That was just saying, "Dude, that's so cool, Pat, that you did that. Like, I can just see that you care about your audience." And I was just targeting one person, but that showed everybody else the sort of ideology behind what I do and the sort of care that I have for my audience, which is absolutely genuine. And so those are some things that you could do to sort of become even more personal with your audience, targeting specific people. But what that does is it shows everybody that, you know, you are an approachable person who listens to your audience.
Absolutely. I think it comes back down to kind of that genuine motivation is, yeah, if you're actually like at a core level, you're interested in your audience and seeing them succeed and seeing them, you know, kind of go to the next level, you know, it just kind of makes sense with your show. That's really what you're there to help them do, is guide them through that whole, you know, big black question mark of the internet marketing space.
right. And I think I want to stress the importance of getting your audience involved. I remember in episode 51 of the Smart Passive Income podcast, I was going to interview Tim Ferriss. And so what I did was I wrote a blog post asking people, "Hey, do you have a question for Tim? I'll pick one or two of your questions in the comments and I'll ask them to Tim." And I had over, I think, 400 comments on that post. And what that did is it just got everybody super excited about listening to that episode to see if, you know, not only just because it was Tim Ferriss, but to see if their question was the one that was going to be asked, and also just waiting to the end in order to see if that was the case. And even if it, even if they weren't selected, I did pick one or two. And again, for the same reason, just shows that I'm there listening and I'm willing to include my audience in into my podcast.
Yeah, I think as an overall policy, the more you can bring the audience into the podcast and into the process and into, you know, that feedback loop, like you were saying, including, you know, the reviews and the emails and the voicemails and all that kind of stuff, that's just kind of win-win-win everywhere. Okay, thank you so much, Pat, for coming on today. Really appreciate talking with you and hearing more about how you really dive in there and create those personal relationships with your audience and with your listeners. And I'm really interested in developing kind of those long-term relationships and not looking to just kind of skim over the top. So as always, we break down every episode into an actionable step-by-step guide. So you can head back over to authorityengine.com/12 and you will be able to grab that guide for how to implement these steps for your show right away and start seeing the same kind of results that Pat's seeing with Smart Passive Income. And while you're there, you can also answer this question. How do you connect with your listeners for your show? What tactics or special approaches do you use? You know, whether it's when you're out at conferences, as Pat was talking about, or whether it's during your actual show, what do you use to actually engage the audience and build that personal connection? So head on over to authorityengine.com/12 and you can have your answer for the comments down in the comments section beneath the show notes. You can also check out the show notes and get your action guides and all that kind of stuff there. So if you like what we're doing here at Authority Engine, head over to authorityengine.com/love. You could show us a little bit of love there. Leave us an iTunes review or spread the word. And as always, we'll be back next week, next Tuesday, with more strategies and tactics straight from all the top podcasters to help you produce the best show possible and start seeing some serious results with your business podcast.